This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Staying on the topics of jobs for a moment, more and more employers are making COVID vaccinations a requirement for people to keep their jobs. Federal workers will have to get vaccinated or get weekly COVID tests. Similar vaccine mandates are rolling out in California and New York. Add to that a long list of universities, hospitals, and increasingly private corporations requiring their workers to get the jab. One of the most recent, Walmart. But there's a catch. It's going to require vaccines for corporate employees, but not its retail workers. Marketplace's Christian Schwab has more.
Most employers have been doing what they can to encourage workers to get vaccinated. Now, virus variants are helping make their case.
I think that Delta has really been a game changer.
Lauren Rivera is a professor of management at Northwestern University. She says the pressure is building as companies move toward return-to-office target dates. Walmart says Labor Day, and its office workers must be vaccinated by early October. But the company isn't requiring this for most of its employees, staff at stores and warehouses.
My best guess is that they are afraid of losing workers.
There's a big labor problem happening in retail right now. And Gretchen Chapman, who researches vaccine behavior at Carnegie Mellon, says a mandate could feel intrusive to frontline workers. Many of them have been on the job since last March.
It might be seen as insensitive to institute a requirement where the greatest burden of that requirement falls on the very people who have paid the biggest cost so far in the pandemic.
Chapman says Walmart might be hoping the corporate policy will have a trickle-down effect.
They can sort of signal like, hey, we really want to keep our workers and our customers safe and do our part nationally. And so we're starting at the top.
As one of the country's largest private employers, Walmart has influence, not just on its more than 1.5 million associates in the U.S., but on the service industry at large.
I'm certain there are a lot of other retailers paying attention to what they're doing and vice versa.
Vince DiGirolamo is with Mintel. For now, he thinks companies will keep taking baby steps. Walmart recently doubled its vaccine incentive for store workers to $150. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.